guys, which I think you were eliminated during the great fight of Twitch. There it is. Partly why you became engaged and stuff, both the reproaches and afflictions, and partly why you became companions of them that were so good. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, he says, call to remembrance. The former days. Yeah. I will tell you, there was a time when Pentecostal people were about the boldest Christians of this world. Oh, yeah. Now we become Pentecostals. I'm telling you, there was something about those folks. They were good Methodists and good Baptists. They loved God. But when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, they got crazy. Oh, yeah. They became street preachers. They're telling everybody. I'm telling you. It's all right for us to talk about former days. It's all right for us to remember how things used to be. God can do it now.
Nice.
We don't need to put our confidence in what was there. But I'm telling you, some of that remembrance can stir us up a little bit. When we remember what we used to have to endure. When we remember. I'm telling you, I don't ever know a time in my life that holiness has been popular. I was the only one that I know of in my entire school. I went to public school. I don't know of anybody else in my entire school that believed holiness. As I was preached and taught holiness in my church, I was the only one in my town that believed it until God helped me to win a couple of my friends to the Lord Jesus Christ. And two of them became holy rollers. But we were the only ones, and all sometimes I could get timid. Sometimes I had any friends around, and everybody that was there. But I'm telling you something, it ain't never been popular.
I'm gonna
don't feel anything that you have because you're serious.
That's right.
He wasn't making you. He could deal with you over, but you resisted it. And you resisted now, it don't bother you anymore.
Yeah,
you're already gone.
Yeah,
understand, you don't have any fear because you deceived yourself.
Yeah.
And you're already gone. I'm talking about a heart that's sensitive to the pricking of the spirit. I'm talking about a heart that's sensitive to that book and that knows it's made an honest effort and an honest heart to do everything that's in a pure and honest heart that we pray for fruit under God. And that's why it stands with you and I today. We cast away our confidence because we've not been made perfect in love and we're not certain that we're ready to meet Jesus Christ. And God baptized you with it. And indeed, with the spirit. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And you can say with the apostle, neither height nor depth, neither prince of power nor power, but things present and things to come, any creatures under the shepherd of Israel.
That's right, amen.
I'm not here just to stir up trouble, but I am here to defeat the faith.
That's right.
And I'm trying to show people the spirit.
Yeah.
That's a